here on there. So far I've only talked at you, haven't I? Like a madman. We haven't done any audience research here. Is there anybody that got to be? Who else in here is from Deutschland? Got to be. Da, oh, eine ganze Reihe. Da die junge Frau gleich vorne weg. Wen haben wir denn da? Die Elisabeth aus Hamburg, grüß dich. Ich bin der Henning aus Hagen, Kohlenpott. Und wie lange bist du schon hier drüben?
24 Jahre.
Im Ernst? 24 Jahre. Und ist das schön oder scheiße? Ja, ja. And by the way, Elisabeth and I, we're just doing exactly the same thing you Brits do whenever you travel abroad. Just carry on speaking our own language. And maybe you noticed we do it without shouting. Elisabeth just said she has been here already for 24 years. Blimey, that's long, isn't it? I mean, why do people move abroad? It's always one of two reasons, isn't it? Either you want to broaden your horizon, or you're not needed back home. And usually it's the latter, isn't it? I mean, let's be honest, certainly in Elisabeth and my case, certainly. But no matter your motivation, no matter why you move abroad, the one thing I can guarantee you is when you live abroad, you will become a lot more patriotic, will become a lot more nationalistic. In my case, that wasn't very good because I was already firmly right-wing when I was still living in the Ruhr Valley, and got a lot worse since. Yeah, I mean, when you live abroad, you get national pride out of really strange things. Like, I remember reading last year in the newspaper, reading that Germany had won the world championships in marbles. And I was like, yay! And until reading that, I didn't even know anyone over the age of four did play marbles. And never mind at a competitive level. Yeah, but on reading, I was like, yeah! It didn't make my day. I mean, it certainly gave me a spring in my step for half an hour. Like, yeah, I was in the marbles, yeah. Or I remember when we won pulp. Do you remember when Germany won the Catholic Church? Du bist der Beste, ich liebe dich. I was over the moon. And I'm not even Catholic. I was over the moon. It was like winning the World Cup. Again. Yeah, we're like, yeah. Ich liebe dich. And at the time, had I still been living in Germany, I would have just said, oh no, not that reactionary Bavarian cunt. When you live abroad, true, isn't it? I mean, yeah. When you live abroad, you embrace everything about your country, everything remotely German. Like last year, the royal wedding. One million people lined the streets of London to watch overprivileged people drive non-competitively. What a thoroughly odd event. And when you live abroad, you reconnect with back home. You reconnect to times in a very strange way. Like, I was brought up in a rather conservative way. I was forbidden from going to the Aldi. Because my mother wanted me to support independent retailers, so I would never in the Aldi. But now, living in Tooting, South London, having an Aldi in the local area, it makes me proud to be German. I'm in there every day like, yeah, it's the Aldi. Yeah, where I can get the Aldi meatballs, yay. Made from toenails, yeah. It's the Aldi. The Aldi makes me reconnect with Germany. Admittedly, a Germany I never experienced. I mean, how authentic do you want things to be? Like, I've now been working on the British comedy circuit for a good few years, and I've become the go-to guy to host German and pseudo-German events in the United Kingdom. Now, my favorite run of events, they take place every autumn. They're the so-called German beer fests in Scotland. And they're rough. And to give you an idea, the German Beer Fest in Aberdeen is the only event I've ever been to where I've seen someone that had shat himself. And just to give you an idea what caliber event we're talking about. I mean, every man in here, and we all have one dream. And that's we want at least once get so drunk that we shit ourselves and laugh about it. And that man managed the first two, all right, but he did look rather contrite, so shat himself too early or didn't drink enough, I don't know. And essentially, those German BFFs, they were binge drinking session and a half. And then they need on-stage entertainment, because otherwise you couldn't get that sort of event past the licensing laws. And the on-stage entertainment at German BFFs in Scotland is always the same. It's always an Oompa band. And the most popular Oompa band in the whole of the UK, they're called the Hair Flicks. After the Alo Alo character. And the Hair Flicks are Terry, Lee and Andy. They're three Geordies. And they haven't got a single word of German between them. They're incredible. They have been performing very successfully on the British Oompa circuit. And yes, it does exist. They have been performing very successfully on the British Oompa circuit for the past three decades, yet they still haven't got a single word of German between them. It's incredible. They get the tunes spot on, but the words, they just make up. It's amazing. It's the equivalent of putting on a Chinese night and going, and I wonder how popular that sort of event would be with the British public. Judging by your reaction, probably there is a niche market. And you might be thinking, oh, well, these days, cheap airfares. Why don't the organizers of those BFFs go the extra mile and get an Oompa band over from Germany? Tell you why they don't do that. Because the German Oompa band could never ever do the job as well as the Hair Flicks. Because the German Oompa band simply wouldn't know the most popular tunes at German BFFs in the United Kingdom. Because they wouldn't know the theme tune to Dad's Army. And that other one, Hitler only had one ball. It's incredible. I mean, the Hair Flicks, they're amazing. I mean, if I get married, I definitely book the Hair Flicks. Yeah, mainly to confuse the shit out of the Germans that come over. Okay. They look all right, but what are they doing? What is that? The hilarious thing about those German beer fests is everyone is leaving them with an incredibly positive impression of Germany. Even though there is nothing German about the whole event. Yeah, but again, how authentic do we want things to be? If you go to a Mexican restaurant, do you really want to witness a gang shootout? Or if there were to happen, would you go, it's a bit too authentic for my liking. Just wanted a fajita with brown sauce. Well, at least you can identify that bit as a joke. Whenever I tell it north of Birmingham, everyone knew, of course I have it with brown sauce. Taking me for an animal or what?